This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Be heard by calling 401-737-1287. Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We're back to Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI. Is that muffin number two you're choking down over there?
Oh, no.
Same muffin?
Yeah, we got deep into that conversation.
I was just going to say, so we were talking during the break. I didn't give you a chance to eat your muffin
during the break. No, I'm going to take another bite right now, though, if you want to start off the segment.
401-737-1287 is the phone number. What do you think, Nick?
I don't know. What's on the table?
Is that blueberry muffin you got over there?
All right. Yeah, very good.
So the NBA and NHL, they've got their ducks in a row. They're ready to return. Just to give you a quick kind of synopsis of what both leagues are planning. So the NBA is going to bring 22 teams down to Orlando. They are going to have 8 regular season games over the course of 16 games that will determine seeding. And if the number 9 seed is within 4 games of the number 8 seed, there'll be a play-in series, a 2-game series, whereby the number 9 seed would have to win both games to get into the postseason, whereas the 8 seed only has to win one of the two to get into the postseason.
Right.
8 from each conference, obviously, East and West. Again, the training in Orlando is going to start between July 9th and 11th. The games are going to start July 31st. There's more details, like, for instance, they're using different basketball courts and arenas. There'll be 4 hours between games so they can sanitize and do what they need to do for the changeover. But it's, you know, it's going to go pretty, you know, fast,
yeah.
I think. And the season could end on October the 12th. I think that would be a game 7 of an NBA Finals.
Which is what, Columbus Day?
That might be. It sounds like right around that time. But the fact is, that puts it right up against the first month of the National Football League season, right? And you know, I heard this conversation earlier this week. It may have been Felger and Maz that said, you know, okay, NFL or NBA, what are you watching? I can tell you right now, unless the Boston Celtics are in the NBA Finals, this guy's watching the NFL. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I am. If there's a Sunday night game, you know, and there's an NBA Finals game, I'm not saying I'm not flipping back and forth. Of course I will with my remote control, but I'm watching the Sunday night football game, unless the Boston Celtics are in the NBA Finals.
Well, I would hope you'd flip back and forth. We have the NBA Finals on ABC.
I know, but I'm much more of an NFL fan. So,
no,
like,
I know.
Again,
support your local business, Scott.
I'm just saying, yeah, right. He's going to support his cohort here. No, I mean, hey, I'll be honest.
Not like staying up to watch your ass after the game's over with.
Right. Fair enough. It's usually pretty late anyways. I'm with you. I think obviously the NFL will get the eyes that it gets, but it's games are once a week. With the exception, you have one game on Thursday, one game or whatever. I know. But like mostly it's Sundays that you're paying attention. You're paying attention to your one, I guess, if you're paying attention to Tom Brady, maybe your two teams each week. But yeah, I think if you had to choose between, I think people are going to watch football. You have less games. It's the thing that you look forward to the most every week. And but you know, the NBA is going to get some attention here, and even if, and especially if the Boston Celtics go on a run here and they're able to put some things together and maybe make it to the NBA Finals.
Jalen Rose has them representing the East in the finals. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's not a crazy thought. It's not. You know, I know the Bucks are right now the top of the East, but you know, I think the Celtics, if you want to talk about matchups, you know, you'd hate to see them get the Sixers. Sounds like they're going to get the Sixers, depending on how these regular season games go that are left here. But if they can get past them, I think anything can happen. They got a lot of talent there. And Jason Tatum, don't forget, before the pandemic, Jason Tatum was blossoming
awesome.
Before our eyes. He was unbelievable. The two games he played against the Lakers and the Clippers, oh, man, he was awesome. And I think he was gaining confidence, and hopefully he's able to continue that, because if he is, then, yeah, I think the Celtics have a great shot here going on a run.
Yeah, Jalen Rose's rationale for picking the Celtics to come out of the East was, A, he thinks the Bucks' home court advantage is awesome, and not having that in Orlando kind of takes them down a peg. And he also said, given that information, you know, he said, if I were picking a team right now between the Bucks and Celtics, he said, yes, Giannis would be my first pick, but he said, my next four might be Celtics. So he said, yeah. You know, I just like their depth. I like their talent more than I do Milwaukee. So he's picking the Celtics to come out of the East. We shall see. All right, I'm going to lay out the NHL plans, and then we'll get into Major League Baseball, the mess that is that, in just a moment. But we get full phone lines, so let's go to the calls. 401-737-1287, the phone number. We kick it off with Dan and Cranston. Good morning, Dan. You're first up on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
What a revelation this morning. Scott Cordishy says, I am a white man. That's amazing.
Well, yeah, sure, yeah.
an opaque one at that, if I remember correctly. But
what's up? All right,
I would be remiss to say, or to put in his words, you red rooster.
I know,
my buddy,
red-headed bantam rooster was Steve's exact phrase.
Yeah. So obviously, it sucks. I mean, 2020 has been such a great year. You know, let the hits just keep coming.
My goodness.
But, you know, it was funny because I remember, I'll take credit for this. It was just an arbitrary Saturday a few years ago. I think it was like right around the time football season was starting. And he hadn't been on the Saturday morning show, right? And I hadn't heard from him in years. And I had said to you, and I don't know if John was still working at the time, I said, whatever happened to Steve from Masonic? You know, he doesn't do any picks. And then he still listens, and he had called in. And it became a regular thing moving forward. And, you know, I Scott, you're going back a long way now. And, you know, it's just another, you're talking, what, 25 years ago, right? 27, 28 years ago?
1997, the score came into existence. So, yeah.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay. Yeah, wow. 20. It just makes you feel old.
Yep.
And, yeah, it just sucks that to hear that. So, obviously, my condolences to his family, and you know, my wallet salutes him too, because it got a lot fatter through his picks over the years. So thank you, Steve, wherever you are, my man. I appreciate it. That's really it. No sports or anything today.
All right, Dan.
All right, take care, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. 401-737-1287, the phone number. Tom's in Riverside. Good morning, Tom. You're next on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
Good. What's up, Tom?
I heard you talking earlier about Steve Smithsonian, and, you know, for the lack of a better term, that sucks. I know how important he was to the show, and to, you know, I also know that a lot of what he did was about giving back to other people. My first thought after hearing you talk this morning about it was we should start some kind of donation thing, maybe that could run all through today and to the end of the show next Saturday, and whatever funds are generated could be donated in his name to whatever charity, Scott, that you choose, that he used to support. And I don't know how to do it. I don't know how the logistics of that would work, but I want to start off with a $100 donation and challenge everybody out there that knows of him and knows of the show and what he's done for people to do the same thing.
Well, Tom, I'm going to that is very nice and generous of you. And yeah. I'm going to tell you this. Steve loved Hasbro Children's Hospital.
Used to
bring it up all the time. So I would suggest that if you're going to make a $100 donation, make it to Hasbro Children's Hospital, because that was near and dear to Steve's heart.
I'll certainly do that. Like I said, I don't know how the logistics of it work, if you can make collections over the air or whatever. I don't know how that stuff works, but
why don't you stamp, if you listen every week, I'll reach out to the powers to be here at WEEI and see if there's anything we can do or they'll allow us to do on air, and I'll share that with you next week.
That sounds like a plan.
Love it. Great stuff, Tom.
Tom, thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
401-737-1287. The phone number, Joe's in Pawtucket. Good morning, Joe. You're next on WEEI.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Cordici. Good morning, Mr. White. My prayers are for Steve from the Sona. He was very good with the picking of the sports there, the games. Well, my thoughts are America under protest. Here's what I think and my thoughts about that. All people should be treated equal no matter what color their skin is, white or black, and for peace on earth. And what do you think the Patriots will win the AFC East this season with Stedman at the helm at quarterback position? And I'll hear your thoughts.
Thanks, Joey. Amen to that. Like Denzel Washington in Remember the Titans said, I don't care if you're black, white, blue, green, or orange, you know? Everybody should be treated the same way, right?
And I'm orange, really. That's really.
Right. I wasn't going to say anything, but, you know, I guess you qualify
well,
there.
Well, Dan said I overstated the obvious. I said I'm a white male. I'm really orange.
You know? Yeah, right. You bantam.
Through and through. Syracuse orange, baby.
Red-headed rooster.
Yeah. Orange hair.
Taking bleed orange to a new level there.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's true. In terms of what Joe was just talking about with Stidham, a couple things came out this week that sounded encouraging, and sure. I know it's a lot to talk about, like, oh, the quarterback was working out with a receiver. Like, yeah, okay, I know it might be sort of like a, you know, okay, let's all relax. It's just a workout, whatever. But when you and I have been on the show and we've talked about how Tom Brady wasn't doing those sorts of things with his receivers and with his team in the offseason the last couple years, It's worth noting what the guy that could be the new quarterback here is doing in the offseason.
Yeah, I want to make it very clear. In no way, shape, or form am I projecting Jarrett Stidham to be the next Tom Brady.
Right.
I mean, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
But I do think part of what made Tom Brady the great quarterback that he was and still is was his desire to work with his receivers and his players during the offseason, to get it right, to get the timing right and all that other stuff. So it was encouraging for me to read that from Mike Reese this week that Jarrett Stidham is doing something similar. That's all.
You know what's actually more encouraging about the news that we were hearing about that? Was not the part where Stidham is leading workouts and whatnot. It's the part where Julian Edelman is embracing the young quarterback.
Right.
Because easily, I think, you know, Edelman, with his very close relationship with Tom Brady,
sure,
he could have been like Gronk and demanded a trade to Tampa Bay. I want to go with Brady. Brady's my quarterback, whatnot. And I think that speaks to the professionalism of Julian Edelman to say, you know what, Tom's not here anymore. I got a new guy under center. Bill Belichick's been good to me as my coach, so I'm going to put in the work. I'm going to be the leader that this team needs me to be, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And I'm going to help the kid, and I want him to have success, and I want to continue to have success here. I think that all of that comes into my mind when I think, wow, Edelman is working out with these guys. That's a great sign.
Good point. Joe, thanks for the phone call. Let's say hello to Pat in Coventry. Pat, you're next on Cordici and Coit on WEEI. Hello, Pat.
Hello.
I think Pat might be listening to us on delay there, so he's got to listen to us on his phone, and then we'll go back to him. We'll see if he's there. Why don't we take a break right now, Joey P., and we'll come back maybe with Pat and with your phone calls. 401-737-1287, the phone number. You're listening to Cordici and Coit on WE.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.